Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at the epicenter of free speech, Genesis Communications Network, also found on the internet as GCNLIVE, GCNLive.com. Ron Gibson, thank you for putting us on your channel, the Ron Gibson channel on BitChute. And thank you to all of our affiliates. We're going to be talking about probably two things today. The second installment, the second lesson, the second class on the Great Depression. Kathy's with us in Ohio. And we'll be talking about a book that she suggested that I read. And I was able to find a copy on the internet, and it is called The Great Depression, A Diary by Benjamin Roth. And it's quite extraordinary. This retells some of the lessons that I've learned through my life over a long period of time about the first Great Depression. I wanted to know about it, and my parents lived through it, my grandparents lived through it, my aunts and uncles lived through it, and I did not. They say that the first Great Depression started in 1929, and it ended 10 years later, 1939. I don't believe for a minute that that's true. I believe it started in 1929, but I don't believe it ended in 1939. I believe it ended with World War II, which ended in 1945. That's my take on it. Class, please don't believe anything that you hear at USA Prepares or anywhere else in the media. And as I learned a couple days ago, some of what you learn on the television news is written by students, college students, learning how media works. So, I was told firsthand by a young lady that the news people do not write their own material in the majority of cases. Very, very rarely do people who report the news write their own material. Now, here we at USA Prepares, we do. We write our own material. I have pages and pages. Stacks of notebooks of my notes of what I've researched for teaching class. And I know Kathy does the same thing, and so do all the other instructors. We have notes, we've done our own research, and we have first-hand experiences. So that's what you're going to learn today. Welcome, Kathy. Kathy, did we lose you?
Oh, gosh, I'm sorry, Vince. I had my phone on mute somehow. I'm sorry. I must have fat-fingered it. How are you today?
Very, very, very well, Kathy. I was talking with Mrs. Fennelli. We were in the truck yesterday. And the word detachment didn't come up per se. But we were talking about the concept of detachment. And I said to Mrs. Fennelli, I can't do it. I can't seem to detach. Even about things of which I have zero control, I can't seem to detach. And I said, ostriches detach. But I can't seem to do it. And just because we pretend that it doesn't involve us, it can. And just because we don't want to think about it, it can harm us. And I got a call from Greg Lesher. He's on Fridays, hour number one. He called me again this morning with a very serious tone in his voice. And he sent me some links about the Ohio disaster, the train derailment. And would it be okay with you if we just discuss this for a couple minutes? It involves your area, Kathy, where you live in Ohio.
Yeah, sure, Vince. I've been following it because I don't believe a word they say. I have a few links, too, I should probably send you that I've listened to that really are very sobering.
Mm-hmm. So, class, according to my research, dioxin is the most toxic man-made chemical of all. Now, what I'm going to be saying is in the public domain. This is all information that you can find very easily. In Vietnam, the United States sprayed millions of gallons of a defoliant called Agent Orange. And this defoliant landed on our servicemen. It landed on the Viet Cong. It landed on the Vietnamese. It landed on the trees and the growth. And the idea was to prevent the Viet Cong, who allegedly was our enemy in the Vietnam conflict, from hiding in the jungle. Well, it's just, they're hiding in the jungle? All right, well, let's get rid of the jungle. So this defoliant was sprayed, and within hours, the foliage would turn brown, wither, and start dying. And within a short number of days, there'd be less cover for the Viet Cong to hide in. This Agent Orange, one of the components of it, chemical components, is dioxin, the most toxic man-made chemical of all. It's persistent. It stays around without degrading for tens of years, decades. It causes low IQ. It causes at least one, most likely way more than one, birth defect. And it causes cancer. It is chemical warfare. Millions of people were sprayed, including the U.S. servicemen, with Agent Orange. And it's the kind of thing that kills over time. On the Ho Chi Minh Trail, where we spread lots of it, there's a very high incidence of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, liver cancer, and birth defects. Seems that 10 to 20 times the birth defects in the area where this was sprayed as normal rate of birth defects. Dioxins have been found in that area in the food, the soil, the water, the fish. Seems to cause spina bifida, pressure, and pressure builds up on the from the spinal cord onto the brain and causes brain problems. It's found in mother's milk. It's found in blood. Extraordinary birth defects. And the runoff from the spray in an area called Binh Hoa, which is where a United States Air Force base that launched a launching point for the spraying of Agent Orange, the runoff is in the water. And people all over that area are sick and dying. Actually, people all over the world are dying from dioxin. So, what happened in Ohio was the detonation of vinyl chloride and PVC pellets, polyvinyl chloride pellets that's used to make PVC plastic parts, like plumbing parts, plumbing pipe. It was detonated, ignited, and you saw a huge, huge black cloud that traveled toward the northeast of the United States from Ohio. Landed in Pennsylvania, and I'm sure it covered pretty much most of the states. It's airborne. Smoke. Black smoke. And those small particles just fell down. And they're going to wash from where they fell downstream when it rains. It's almost certain, I believe it is certain, that it's going to enter the water supply. Just a week before the February 3rd train wreck, the city of East Palestine, Ohio, released an ID system, an identification system called MyID, kind of a bracelet, a digital tracking system. It's made for the medical industry, and it's used by first responders in the case of an unexpected emergency. The week before, these were released by the city of East Palestine, Ohio. And just before the train crash, a page from the CDC on vinyl chloride was modified. The section on how it affects children was removed. And the amount that is considered safe or by the CDC was raised. So the exposure concentration was raised. Allegedly, the safe amount you can receive is now higher than it used to be. And 3 days after the crash, the authorities called for what they referred to in the media as a controlled burn. Controlled burn was a chemical warfare factory right there on the ground, lighting up these chemicals that went into the air, on the ground, in a ditch, and in the water. The authorities say the water is safe to drink and the air is safe to breathe. They also said that about Three Mile Island. There's a military base, a Marine base in Camp Lejeune, North Carolina. And they had a small problem. They had a chemical spill, chemical leak, and the servicemen and their families got really sick, including a USA Prepares instructor who you've never met because he died before he came on the air. He was going to teach us about firearms tactics. He was my instructor. He died of cancer. And he spent time at the Marine base at Camp Lejeune. So dioxins travel through the air. They're very small microscopic particles, and they can kill and deform in unborn children. It persists in the body and the environment for decades. It just keeps killing and deforming. And burning vinyl chloride with PVC pellets, which is what reportedly happened in Ohio. That's what they did. And tens of millions of people are at risk for exposure. Now the question is, what are you going to do about it? The answer is, I don't want anything downwind from this detonation of chemical warfare in East Palestine, Ohio. So you need to think about what this means. Maybe Greg and I will talk about that in the trucking industry tomorrow.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us. Kathy, you live in Ohio. You're following what's happening. Your comments, please.
You know, Vince, there's a man, I think his name is Garrett Capolino, and he's been studying this for 40 years. And he said that he's been trying to sound the alarm on a dachshund for all this time. And he said that there's no safe level. He said if somebody tells you there's a safe level, that's not true. He said they took a little bit of it, and I think they put it on a rat or something on his ear. And he said any of the rats that came around him, they all died. And so one of his warnings was any infant, children, woman, especially young woman of childbearing age, he said, get out of there. And he said that it's going to affect fertility and reproduction and birth defects. So he had dire warnings. He said this lighting it on fire was the worst thing they could have done. He said it was the absolute worst thing. And he did bring up what you were talking about, how they increased the level right before, and that just seems so odd to me that why would they do that? I just wonder if there was sabotage or something like that. But, you know, Vince, they have women that they interviewed, and she had five children, and she said that they've all been sick, especially the one and the two-year-old, and they've been trying to stay in the house. But she said when they go to the emergency room, they want to decontaminate the children before they will treat them. And then when they get decontaminated, they don't know what to do. And so she said, well, can you run some tests or draw blood? They won't do that. So I don't know if there's like a gag order on the first responders or the medical. She said that when you go out to look at the site, they have guards there and they will not let you look at it. And she said there's black SUVs driving all around, and there's men in black outfits or suits or uniforms or something, and they will tell you you can't be around there. And they, when you ask them what's wrong or what are they doing, she said that they will not tell you. So one of the neighbors wanted to have their well tested, so a guy came out to test the well. And there was a news crew there, and as soon as he saw the news crew, he would not test it. He left. So those are some of my findings. But you know, Vince, you mentioned 3 Mile Island, but there was a situation that he mentioned in Missouri. I can't remember the town, and then the Love Canal, and he said, but those were all bad, but he said this was worse because of the explosion. So, anyway, Vince, all she said was that they're saying they're helping people, but they're not helping people. And it's very sad. You know, I live west of there, so I'm closer to, like, northwest Ohio. I'm kind of clear on the other end, and the wind blows almost always from the south. I get the southwest wind blowing east. So as far as I know, we have not had any issues. But nobody from the government, I think they're finally starting to go now. But she said there was no FEMA, no Red Cross, no money. They promised some money. And then they were warning people don't sign it because the railroad was going to give people $1,000. But then they said don't sign it because you might sign away any help that you could get later for compensation. But I get the feeling, Vince, that everything's going to be contaminated. The poor animals are dying. The ground is, I'm sure, contaminated, you know. So he basically said, and I agree with him, he said we need to keep their feet to the fire. He said citizens need to keep demanding answers. And he said get samples from three, like let's say you were going to sample a rooftop. You want to get three different people to take that same rooftop and sample it, not just don't let one agency say, oh no, that everything is fine. So that's what I've come across, Vince, but I'm very angry and I'm very sorry for these people.
Okay, we've got some comments when we come back regarding samples, regarding Eric Capolino. And the information that I've seen tied with what you just said. You're right on the money, Kathy. We'll be right back.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News Update. A major winter storm is tracking from the plains to the Great Lakes and Northeast. Heavy snow and blizzard conditions are likely in parts of the northern plains and upper Midwest. Accumulating sleet and ice is expected in the Great Lakes and Northeast. As a result, roughly 667,000 homes in southern Michigan are without power. An Orlando television reporter was among the dead and a 9-year-old child in a shooting spree in Florida that killed 3 on Wednesday. Police are reporting 19-year-old Keith Moses has been arrested and charged with murder in connection. Orange County Sheriff John Mina.
Deputies located two men who had been shot in or near a vehicle. They are a News 13 reporter and photographer who were on the scene to cover the homicide from this morning. On Harrington Street, a woman and her nine-year-old girl were also shot.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's going to be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So a couple thoughts on this man-made catastrophe of the first or second highest order here in the United States. Kathy, I believe you said that the winds blow from the southwest in your area of Ohio. And I reported this week that the plume, the cloud, the toxic cloud, the black cloud from the intentional incineration of these chemicals on this railroad derailment in East Palestine, Ohio, were blowing northwest. So does that tie with what you're saying? So the winds come from the southwest, and I'm sorry, and they blow toward the northeast. Is that correct?
Yes, we normally get winds that are almost always from the west or the south and blow east. very rarely do we get a northeast wind. Very rarely.
Yeah, it looked like the trajectory for these winds, the path that they would take, was heading toward Pennsylvania, New York, and going on up to Maine. And it looked like possibly two of the Great Lakes were in the path or in the area where they could have been contaminated as well. And do people get drinking water, Kathy, from the Great Lakes?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Lake Erie is where I'm closest to.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was one thing. And then you mentioned the guards around the contamination site. Well, when 9/11 happened and there was an attack, either internally or externally, in New York City, the World Trade Center, when it was set on fire, and there's evidence of, according to one of our instructors, that the evidence shows that there was an energy-directed weapon that might have taken that down. And there were guards around that site. You couldn't take a piece of material from that site. And it was moved very quickly. The debris was moved to another guarded landfill site in New York. All true. And let's see if I can get a copy of the book off my bookshelf during the next break. But so guards, why are there guards? Now maybe if it's don't touch this because it's contaminated, and if you do, you're going to die or have all kinds of maladies. Is that the reason? But evidently they're not telling us. Okay. There's another piece to this, and that is April 19th, 1995, about 27 years ago, there was an explosion in Oklahoma. And the explosion was at a federal building. The building was known as the Alfred P. Mira Federal Building in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And according to reports on the internet, there was a guy by the name of Timothy McVeigh who blew it up with something called ammonium nitrate, fertilizer, and diesel fuel, or farm fuel. Two things that pretty much every farmer has across the United States. Diesel fuel, farm fuel, and fertilizer. Well, they say that that's what blew up this building. Now, the question is, why did the building blow up? And by the way, they executed Timothy McVeigh, so they say. And he was the single perpetrator, so they say. Well, they say Terry Nichols was involved, too. And they say the motive was anti-government. But what was in that building? The records, the physical medical records of the Vietnam veterans who were exposed to Agent Orange. That's what was reported. That's what I read and read and read and read during those years, that that's what happened. And I literally watched myself. I watched the video, the live video of the recovery during that time. The building blew up. The cameras were on it. The smoke was rising. The face of the building was blown off. And the news reporter said, with an earphone in the ear, they're stopping the recovery to remove unexploded ordnance from the basement. They're stopping the recovery to remove unexploded ordnance from the basement. Now, what does that mean? Does that mean that people were going to work and on parents' day, that the parents, or the children's day, that the parents bring their children to go to work, and in the basement there's unexploded ordnance every day? Or is that the ordnance that didn't go off to bring the building down? I've played with firecrackers. I'm sure many of you have. when you were a child, especially if you're in your 60s or 70s. It was common. And there's nothing illegal about it. And you take a firecracker and you put it in a little pile of sand and you light it and you run and you watch what happens. There's a little moon crater left, right? So how is it that an ammonium nitrate fertilizer truck could blow off the face of one building on one side of the street and not on the other? Anyone who experimented with firecrackers knows that that doesn't happen. You get a little moonlight crater. 360 degrees. Not a directed blast. So anyway, the point is the records. The records for the Vietnam veterans who were exposed and dying from Agent Orange and had all kinds of illnesses were in that building. And they're all gone. The records are all gone. Just wanted to mention that. Kathy, any comments?
Yeah, Vince, my husband, they lost his records. He was in Vietnam. And when somebody said, oh, you can go to the DAV and you can get this and this and this, and he went to get his records, and they were gone. Lost in a fire. I'm not sure if it was in that building or not, but wherever they were gone. And I do have two comments, Vince. The area that this happened in was a very conservative area, a very Christian conservative area. And I bet if it was in New York or San Francisco and this happened, they would have gotten all the help that they needed. It probably would have never, but that makes me question the area. And then my last comment is there's a lot of similarities when you read the book about the Great Depression with the conclusions that they make. It's they don't trust the government, they don't trust the media, and they were lied to over and over. And it went back to people had to be pretty much on their own. And his words in the conclusion was let the free market system work and quit manipulating everything. But it's ironic how there's a lot of similarities with these situations, with these supposed explosions and bombs and all these problems, that when push comes to shove, you always find out that there was some devious players and we were lied to about it. And this, to me, the fact that these people aren't getting any help and it went on for as long as it did without anybody doing anything, it's very sickening. Vince, when it happened, I thought about it, and I thought, not that it was just in Ohio, but it just made me think, like, this could happen to any one of us. And if it came down on, like, your farm or my our property or anybody else, what would you do? I mean, the smart thing to do is to leave, but can you leave? Or a lot of these people were very poor, I guess. They don't have a lot of money, and they just don't have the means to get out and even go far enough, you know, even to stay in a hotel. So anyway, Oh, go ahead, Ben.
I did a little bit of research, just a little bit, on bearings. And Gwyneth reminded me on the telephone that I went into a rant one day, probably a couple of years ago, about bearings and how they're substandard and how they don't last as long as they used to. Now, I believe there's a rear axle bearing that's called a full-floating rear axle bearing. And that's on the heavy-duty trucks. And I believe that's the same kind that's used on these rail cars. These are bearings that are not just, they don't have grease per se. They are bathed in a pool of heavy oil that can sustain extreme pressures. Like the pressures on a dump truck. Like the pressures on a one-ton or a three-quarter-ton pickup truck. Of, the kind people might buy. Like, we have one. A 1999 Dodge Cummins Turbo Diesel. It has a full-floating rear axle bearing. And it seems to me that if you wanted to make a rear axle bearing fail, you just deprive it of lubrication. And within a predictable amount of distance, that bearing will fail, seize, lock up, and the wheel will just not turn. That could be what happened. It could be intentional. It could be planned. It could be, this whole thing could be like another round of the jab, airborne, just like COVID-19. And I understand that there's some free medical testing being offered to those who have been victims of this man-made catastrophe. Now think about that, class. Sounds really good on the surface, doesn't it? Free testing, let's see how y'all are doing. And testing. Testing doesn't mean treatment. Testing means let's see how bad you got it, if you got it. Is it possible? I'm just asking the question. I don't know. I don't know. But I'm asking the question. Could someone have intentionally prevented lubrication from getting to this wheel bearing, this full floating axle bearing, such that it would fail in a predetermined distance, such that the wheel would lock up, such that there would be a derailment, such that the cargo would catch on fire or be forced to be set on fire, like a controlled burn? Could this whole thing have been engineered? I do not know. I'm just asking a question. It's a pretty sobering question, yes? I do not know the answer. But does it call for investigation? I think so. I know so. And I want to thank our peers in broadcasting for bringing this to the public venue. Thank you all. Alex?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kathy's with us. Kathy's in Ohio. And the book I mentioned from... it's a coffee table type book. It's very heavy. It's over 500 pages. Yeah, 500 pages. And lots and lots of pictures. And the book is titled, Where Did the Towers Go? Where Did the Towers Go? Evidence of Directed Free Energy Technology on 9-1-1 by Dr. Judy Wood. Bachelor of Science, Master of Science, and Ph.D. She's an instructor at Clemson University. She wrote the book and was terminated from her position. And she was going to be an instructor at the Get Prepared Expo, our Preparedness Expo. Something happened, and I don't know what. And I've lost contact with Dr. Wood, and I have not been able to contact her since. But she had been on the air with us many, many times, and we went page by page, literally page by page in the book, and we didn't get through maybe a 20th of it in many hours of broadcasting. And of course, all of those hours were on YouTube, and of course, all of those hours are gone. So it's difficult to get the message out. Kathy, we were going to talk about the first Great Depression, the similarities to what's happening right now. Where would you like to start?
You know, Vince, there's so much material here. I honestly, I'm only on page like 70 in the book. But you really have to stop and process what he's saying. And I would recommend people get the book. It's not that expensive. I think I paid $7.50 or something for mine. But he just shows the similarities of history repeating itself. And one of the comments that he keeps saying over and over and over is to stay out of debt, people that were in debt, or people that were heavily mortgaged with other things, or people that borrowed to invest, almost all those people lost everything or up to 80% of what they had. And there's so much, there's a part of it that I like to talk about, like what people did to be real thrifty. That's really interesting. I like to hear the stories of people. One I do want to talk about. I called my friend, and this is the friend that I used to go out with when I was a younger person, and I would spend the summers out on the farm with her. And she was born in 1928, and they had 10 children, and they lived on a small farm. And so I talked to her this week, and these are some of her comments that she made. And she did say that being on a farm was a lot of work, but she said because they did so much, they didn't go hungry. And so she said there was a lot of people that did go hungry, but she said that if they were to sell a cow back then, they would get $15. And so she said that for them, it was really not worth it unless they were desperate. They would normally just keep the cows. They had some dairy cows, and then they had beef cattle. But she said they would normally just butchered it themselves, and then they would either, you know, if they couldn't eat it all, then they would share it with family or friends or barter. She said the other thing they did was they raised sugar cane, and they would process it into sorghum. And I've never had sorghum, but I believe it's similar to like a lighter molasses is what she was trying to tell me. She said they made their own butter and milk, and she said they had huge gardens. They grew everything, vegetables and everything. And she said the one thing that was back there, she said we all knew the neighbors. And she said it was like in our area, she said we were almost like a big family. One person, and this I did witness myself, there were times where somebody was injured or sick, then the farmers would come with their tractors and they would help with whatever needed to be done. And they did grow tobacco for a while, and they were still growing that when I was there. And they, if they needed help, then the neighbors, you know, would come, like if it was going to rain or something. It was just like an unassumed fact that if you needed help, other people would come and help, and then they did the same. She said that the only thing they really ever went into town to buy was like flour, coffee, or sugar. They pretty much made everything from scratch. And she talked about a toboggan, and she said they had bought a toboggan. It was in Wisconsin, so they could haul the wood. The kids could put the wood on there and pull the wood, and it was easier for them.
So what you're talking about is what might be considered a fun toy to ride the toboggan in the snow was actually used as a work tool for hauling wood. Yep. When we come back, I'll tell you what the current price of cattle is. Kathy said $15 for a whole cow. It's a little different now. And you'll see what the Federal Reserve has done to us between the first Great Depression and today. We'll be right back after top of the hour news and commercial announcements.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.